Hi everybody, Michelle from Moose Sounds here. Today is another thankful Thursday. We're out today in our backyard, and High Five George is with me.
Hi everybody.
And we're having chicken, some leftover fennel salad that I made for Canada Day celebration, and Asian yams. Now, contrary to popular belief, yams are not the same tuber. They're not the same thing. The sweet potato is actually a New World native. So, and if I'm remembering correctly, they actually came originally from Georgia. They are light in color of skin with a, almost like a salmon pink kind of, interior. That's what most people, they call them yams, but they're actually called, sweet potatoes. Now I'm putting on the chicken right now. I'm just putting pepper on it because of the herbs that are on our salad. And so there's some that are from South America, but what we are trying today are Asian yams. First time, we tried a little bit of them earlier. They are starchier than even their Peruvian cousins. And by the way, the Peruvian ones are darker than the New World natives in both skin color and flesh color. It's actually a bright orange. These ones here that I cut into, they have the darkest of all skins, but the palest of insides. Almost reminds me of a real potato. Starchy yet sweet. We're going to find out how they are on the grill. I just flipped them over. And all I did was just put some pepper on them, because I didn't want the spicing. I didn't want the sweet to be in contrast with salt just yet. Till I know. So, yeah, that's what we're going to have. I find that the starches in these ones really, they cook really quickly. So, not the starches, but the sugars. So I have to be careful of this side. Our chicken's doing good. So, yeah, I will let you know how this goes. Take care. See you in a bit. Here we go. We're going to try our Asian yams for the first time.
Before, now I'm very intensely hungry. Let's just see if I can get a piece that's not going to burn my mouth off here. They're all pretty thick.
Surprising.
Yeah.
They remind me of sweet potatoes.
Oh, holy cow. I will tell you, the center is very sweet, though. From the skin, you wouldn't know it, but as soon as you get into it.
No, you're right. Maybe it's just the char.
Yeah, that kind of masks it initially. but the way I found out was that I got my tongue right onto some of the flesh.
Mm. Personally, I like the Peruvian ones the best.
Mm.
These would be good to me raw. If you were going to do a salty sweet salad.
Mm. Okay. Because, yeah, you didn't like them raw on their own.
No. But if you had that with, you know, a soy sauce dressing or something like that, and you went with, you know, some other vegetables and meat, then it'd be fine. It'd make a good starch for an entree salad to me. Maybe it's just because they're too sweet. I don't know.
Could be.
It's
the, like, it's almost like the two parts of it are battling with one another, I find. The starch and the sweet.
Yeah, that's what I'm finding, too. And I just, like, I don't know.
I don't know how that, I mean, the jury's out with it yet. Part of me likes it, part of me is kind of like,
Yeah.
Something not right here.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm having some just plain pepper chicken with some of my fennel salad, and I was right with stuff with there. Fennel salad. Fennel bulb. Green onion. The fennel you can up to 2 bulbs depending on how many you have. Bag of green bean sprouts. And then for the dressing, it's just some oil and lemon juice. Now I also added some tarragon to accentuate the licorice-ness, as well as some mint. Now the mint works good if you have it with chicken or whatever, but I find on its own it didn't really cut it. It was okay, but anyway, so that's
nice really, job of char on that chicken.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you like it.
Mm.
So anyway, that's it for Thankful Thursday. Farewell from our backyard. And may your journeys be safe. Take care and God bless. Bye for now.
Bye.